The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ready, Set, Spill. I'm Lindsay Carter, the founder and CEO of Set Active, a new mother and the host of Ready, Set, Spill. It's crazy.
I don't think people know, like, actually how long we go back.
We go back, like, years. I don't even know how many years.
I thought you would know exactly because my memory's so bad, but I would say, like, at least 8 years.
I would say at least, for sure.
I've been in LA 10.
Yeah. So basically, before I had Set Active, for anyone who doesn't know the story, I had a like social media branding and marketing agency where we worked with brands and people on like establishing their personal brand or just establishing their brand. Yeah. And I don't know how we got connected, but I remember going to your apartment in Hollywood and meeting in like one of those like rented out furnished conference rooms in your apartment building and like just taking content of you and working with you. And we stayed friends ever since.
I know. I actually love that you know me in that time. And then now we get to reconnect too, because that was just such an interesting time for me. But I'm so grateful I met someone like you to kind of like, you know, guide me a little bit, because I had no idea. But yeah, definitely. So, so crazy.
And now I feel like we have all these like mutual Insta friends. Well, I don't know them in real life. I have like my Insta besties, one of them being Mika. Like, we are in love with each other.
Yeah.
I've never met her.
Yeah.
I've never met her.
You guys would like hit it off like no other.
She's like, we talk about like deep things. Like, I swear, like, I feel like I could pick up the phone and be like, I'm having a bad day and we still haven't met.
You guys actually remind me of each other in ways, so I could totally see that. I love Mika.
I want to know, though, first, I'm going rogue with the icebreaker. So if you were to have your last meal on Earth ever, what would it be?
I love this question because I feel like people would be so surprised. A hot dog is my favorite food.
I was not expecting that.
I know, no one does. I love hot dogs since I was younger, so if I was like in prison, gonna die or something, a hot dog, french fries, and a milkshake.
Okay, but what toppings on the hot dog?
So I'm a little basic. It'd just be like ketchup, mustard.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I could do a chili dog too. I love corn dogs. I love hot dogs.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm really exposing myself here though, because I just was on another podcast and I talked about how I wanted to work at Subway. So I really like need to chill for being a fitness trainer. Like, I'm good.
So my number one pregnancy craving, I don't have a reason, is Subway.
Really?
Yeah, I don't eat it when I'm not pregnant. Like, it's not something I go and order. It's also, like, probably not even real meat. Like, yeah. I don't know what the situation is, but it's my number one pregnancy craving, and I can't have it. Because you can't have deli meat when you're pregnant.
I didn't know that,
well,
actually.
Well, my doctor says not to. I consult with your doctor if you're listening, but, like, my doctor says no.
No deli meat.
Yeah, so I can't have it. I, like, want one so badly. Okay, so it's a hot dog. I'm into that. Well, now you guys know, if you guys want to wine and dine Sammy Clark, get her a hot dog. Well, who is Sammy Clark? Tell me everything that I already know that my followers or listeners don't know.
Yeah, I would say from the you that knew me and the me now, I am a fitness trainer, overall wellness guru. I love talking about just how I've gotten to where I'm at and being the best version of myself. Mental health is super huge for me too. So I started a platform called Form. We started in August of 2021. And it has workouts, meditations, nutrition plans, all of that jazz.
It's kind of like your one-stop shop to like bettering your mind, body, and soul, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's really honestly about building that relationship with your body. That was something that I really leaned into, of like understanding your body is talking to you, understanding your body is more than just a body, and like getting into the spirit side of it. Like, what days you should work out, when you're on your cycle, how are you feeling? Should you push yourself? Like, I really love to guide a little deeper than like, here's your workout.
Okay, so I have a question for, you know, all the people who just like don't work out like me. Like, how are you supposed to just like change your mindset? Like, I look at girls and I'm just like, okay, hold on. Let me like, my mind is moving a little quickly. I want to be that girl where working out changes my mental health, because I do have anxiety and I know it helps so many people, but like, I can't get my ass off the couch. Like, how do I just become that girl?
I think you can, because I feel like you do get your ass off the couch in so many ways that if you really wanted to, you could. But I would say you have to find something you really like. And I know that's annoying, but I'm telling you, I've tried all different workouts. I've done boxing, I've done weightlifting, I've done Pilates, and I figured out what got me off the couch, what I saw results in. Like when you start feeling good, you want to keep doing that thing, right? Like when you start to see results, when you start to feel better, you're going to go back to that workout or to that thing or that walk. So it's like, what do you liked? Anything?
I don't know. I think my problem is I like get super hyped over something and then I like do it for like 2 months.
You're
and
like
then
1 to 100.
And then I get burnt out of it. So like I love boxing. I love Pilates. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of my best friends is a Pilates instructor. She owns Forma and I love it. But like, I think I get this daunting feeling of if I haven't worked out in a couple months. So I actually wasn't allowed to work out in the first couple months of my pregnancy because I had like internal bleeding and it was like I had to basically be on bed rest without staying in bed. So like no activity really. And I think it's when I go all those months, it's getting back into it that is, I think, what's stopping me.
It's like that day one feeling.
Yeah, it's the day one feeling. It's daunting. Mm-hmm. It's like I have such a long journey ahead of me. Like, do I want to start this journey today? And then I like start going through all these thoughts and then I end up just going on a walk, which a walk is great. I try to walk every day. Mm-hmm. Just my life is crazy.
Yeah, I can only imagine that. Also, like finding realistic workout for you is like with your time is probably so crucial. You have a family. You run a business. There's so many things. So that also like you have to figure out and find. But I think it's about not having those day one. So even when you go have that day one, having small realistic goals, because when you go 1 to 100, you do get burnt out. It's not a lifestyle. So it's not going to be long term. So even if you just go in the gym for 10 minutes, that's better than nothing, right? It's almost like those little things that keep adding up. But if you do absolutely nothing because you think it's there's no point in doing 10 if I can't do 40, that's not the case. Like if you can at least do 10, you'll continue going back.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I have this like whole mindset that I don't know if this is my last kid. I'd like to have one more. But right now, my husband and I have agreed that like 2 seems like a good number. And so I was like, you know what's going to be like revenge body after this? I'm going to be that mom that's the skinniest she's ever been. I actually hate that word, but the most fit she's ever been in her whole life after 2 kids. Like I'm really determined to do that. So I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, Kami, call her at me. You got my number.
I have your number. I know where to find you.
Yeah, find me.
Okay, so, but when you moved to LA, that wasn't like your intention was form or starting this or even making a career out of it. So how did you go from like that, you know, oh my God, like, wait a second, I don't want to model, which you can touch on, mm-hmm. and I want to do this. And then when did you realize that you can make a career out of it?
Yeah, this is why I love talking to you about it, because you did know me then. And I look back, even when I met you, I definitely was always trying to figure it out. So I never was like, stand still, like I'm not going to do anything. But I still never knew what I wanted to do. It was like modeling naturally just was happening just because I was 5'10", tall. Like they were like, you're in, you know? And then from there, social media obviously came out and I was posting my modeling pictures, then met you and I knew I wanted more. Than
I still
like,
have those photos on my phone, just to let you know.
Please delete them. Please delete
you
them.
You had like a sticker on your see-through eyeglasses and you wanted to keep the sticker on because I think it was cool, maybe.
Wow, who knows?
I you know what? Don't ever wrong me, Sammy, because I can release them. No,
I feel
kidding.
Like they will come out.
They're still really
they probably
cute.
Should. Yeah, I think we like took some in like a trash, like a big trash bin. We were getting creative.
We were getting creative.
It was great. So yeah, I think I was like diving in, trying to figure it out. Social media was happening. So I was like, why not just like start taking photos and just do this whole thing. But even with that, I still just was like, this isn't driving me. I'm not waking up excited to do this, but I'm going to keep moving and grooving. Then I remember Instagram stories came out. And I remember that I actually just had this epiphany the other day. I was never really into Instagram, like posting feed posts, because it felt like I wasn't giving anything. Like I was like, I'm posting a hot picture. I wasn't like a fashion blogger. I just was posting my face pretty much, you know, and like trying to be cool, as we can tell with the glasses and the sticker on my face. But when Instagram stories came out, I started showing more personal things. So I was like, okay, let me show. I love working out. I love like showing my meals just because that's something I enjoy. I love talking about my journal routine. And I started sharing that on stories and was getting lots of questions.
Okay.
And at that time I had like 80% male followers. And so it started to see like more females come in and just saying like, asking all the questions you'd think to ask. And that's when it like hit me. I was like, oh, this is something that people want to know and that I am like so passionate about, but didn't see it as a business. So I would say Instagram stories really started to like make it a thing. And then from there, I met my partner that I'm with now, and he like really helped me and pushed me to be like, you just need to like do this. So I started YouTube, then I started posting
Instagram.
Well, didn't
he also have like, wasn't he about to become like a professional hockey player? I don't ask me how I know. He really just like got me hooked on watching his TikTok stories. And I was just like, I was going to be a professional hockey player. And then I became like a professional content creator on TikTok. Yeah. So yeah. I feel like what a great marriage, no pun intended, because you guys are getting married.
I know. Yeah. He was supposed to. I mean, he did play professional hockey, had plenty of concussions, kind of was like, do I keep going or do I quit? We kind of met each other at a beautiful time where I was starting to dabble into social media. He was kind of figuring it out as well. But I love talking about this because I was like probably 23 when this happened and I had no idea what I wanted to do before that.
What did you go to school for?
I didn't go to school.
Whoa.
I actually went to community college for, I think, a week, and I thought I wanted to be a broadcaster. Like, I really had no idea what I wanted to do.
See, that's the thing. I feel like people put so much pressure on themselves. Like, I remember even my dad was like, you have to get your degree. And I just was like, because it was drilled in my head that I had to get a degree, mm-hmm. I felt pressure to pick something, even if it wasn't right for me. And don't get me wrong. Like, I think the college experience is something. Like, if you haven't experienced it, I'm sure you'll feel something similar, like, later on in life. But the college experience is, like, it's a one-in-a-lifetime experience. Like, you don't get to do anything like that. So, you know, the people that I met, the classes that I got to take, you know, I was in a leadership class that I had to take for my major. And I still use some of the skills that I learned in that leadership class. Mm-hmm. Now, being a leader as a CEO of a company, but I got my degree in education. Like,
yeah.
I'm not doing anything with it. Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of like a catch 22. So I'm not like big on, you know, I'm not going to like force my kids to be like, they have to do this because this is what by the book does.
Yeah. I think it's definitely, per person, right? Because I agree. I think sometimes I get bummed that I did miss out on a college experience just because you guys look like you're having the time of your life.
But look at you now. Look at your group of friends now. Like,
I agree.
I feel like this is like, you're now having the time of your life.
Oh, I mean, and honestly, being, you know, 17 in LA was also the time of my life. Like, I got to do so many cool things. So I think it is per person, but I am grateful my parents never pushed me because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So they weren't like, go to college because that's what you should do. They were like, go figure it out, but you have to be doing something. So that's what I'm saying. I always was trying things and I always was really motivated, but it wasn't until like the fitness stuff where I actually felt that passion and that hunger.
Like it clicked. Mm-hmm. So when did you realize that you could like start making money and make this a career? Like, what was that moment for you where you were like, wait a second, this can be my career?
Yeah, I think when I started to get hit up by brands, I was like, oh, people are like noticing me in a different way. It was like, yes, I was getting a lot of traction from people like my audience. But actually when brands started hitting me up, I was like, oh, this is something bigger than I can actually be making money, which actually wasn't ever my goal to start with it. Again, when you're passionate about something, you're just like grinding without thinking about like, I'm going to make this much or whatever. But then I started to be like, okay, I'm going to start talking to brands, kind of making this a business. But my first thing always was only working with brands that I was super passionate about. And then two, always making sure like my audience was first. So I was giving a lot of free content always. YouTube, I had, you know, I was giving free workouts all the time, but also was on another app. But that's when I kind of started seeing like this could be something real.
Wow. That's crazy. And now you get to wake up every single day and do it.
Yeah, it feels good.
I've watched also like your home gym evolution from like where you started to where you are now, just because of our, you know, years long relationship. Is that how you even say that?
I'm with it.
Listen, when you become pregnant, you can blame pregnancy for everything. I'm telling you, you forget something, I'm pregnant. Like,
I mean, that's the best excuse. You can't really
speak correctly.
That.
Pregnant. Tired, pregnant. Like, it just works, you know?
I can't wait to use that, yeah.
I know. I can't wait for you to become a mom. Okay, so how did you come up with the form name for the brand? Like, how, I mean, obviously, I feel like it's self-explanatory, but I want to hear the story.
Yeah, honestly, there's nothing too wild about it. I would say we definitely didn't want it to be my name just because I wanted it to be bigger than just Sammy Clark. You know, who knows down the road what will happen with it. So I just wanted to make sure it was a different name that embodied mindfulness, wellness, fitness, nutrition, everything. And form, I feel like it's what our tagline is forming the best version of yourself. So we kind of just took form out of forming the best version of yourself and was like, I think it makes sense in a lot of ways, and then just ran with it.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
So tell me about what Form offers, like Form the brand. Tell me all about it.
Yeah. So it offers workouts, which my specialty is short, effective workouts. So for someone like you, it's really great. I learned that because I used to go to the gym for an hour and a half, and it just wasn't working when I started to be an entrepreneur. I was like, I don't have time for this. I'm also just not loving it. Again, you have to figure out what works for you. So I started creating these workouts at home. Then COVID happened and it was like game over. So then I found workouts that I actually saw results, felt good from, but did it in 30 minutes. So that's our huge, huge thing on Form. But we also range from 45 minutes and 5 minutes. So really, like, you can find anything. There's ones if you're on vacation. There's ones if you're on your time of the month. We really hit everything. And then there's nutrition plans from our dietitian. So she has meal plans. She also has really big mindful eating tips, like what to do if you're working on your relationship with food by like putting your fork down or having gratitude towards your food, things like that. And then lastly, we have meditations. So that is just, guided meditations. Where these come from, though, are challenges. We love, for someone like you, especially when you're like, oh, I feel like I'm on a day one. Sometimes doing a challenge where you're like, I know I have to be in there 7 days, that's it. It kind of gets the groove going. Mm-hmm. And after the challenge, you're like, okay, I want to keep going. So we do a lot of challenges. We actually have one coming up in July with our new journals that we just dropped. So that's like another thing that'll be with it. But there's 3 different challenges in there.
Okay, so what's this journal?
Dropped it yesterday. I have to give you one. But it's a daily check-in. So it's like these 7 prompts that have changed my life. I've used them for the course over 3 years.
Can you say what they are?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's word of the day. There's daily affirmations, gratitude. There's self-care act of the day, nutrition goal of the day, movement of the day, and sending love to. So that's like kind of the gist of how you start your day. Journaling, and I can say this even like beyond workouts, changed my life. Like, and when I say journaling, I mean doing prompts like that, not like writing out mm-hmm. your thoughts, mm-hmm. like actually starting to build that conversation of what you're grateful for or saying affirmations to yourself, kind of doing that uncomfortable work to start, like truly brought me to where I'm at right now. That's where those 7 prompts come from. And then there's a to-do list and like accomplish list for you.
Wow. Too. Okay. So I have 2 questions.
Yeah.
One is like an interesting one, and one is just like not really a question, more of a statement in terms of the journal. But I was having this conversation. I don't remember who it was with, but I remember talking to them about gratitude journals in general and like it being hard. I think it was like, you know how in the 5-minute journal, it's the same prompt and then you have to find all these things that you're grateful for. Mm-hmm. And so someone once said to me, like, it doesn't have to be these deep things that you're grateful for. Like, you can be grateful that you had a good hair day that day. Like, it could be literally anything. It could be that you're grateful that, you know, you heard the birds chirping. Like, and I think that's why people get a little nervous about starting to journal, is because they're like, wait, I know I started to go blank. I'm like, oh, fuck, what am I grateful for? Like, I have so many things. But then at the same time, like, you can start with the little things and then you'll start to see that like the big things start coming into play and it all kind of unravels for you.
And I think you make a great point, is it's actually really cool to be grateful for the small things. Like, I don't think it needs, that's the point, right? It's not like these crazy, amazing things need to be happening to me for me to be grateful. It's like, I am so grateful, yeah, that I had a great hair day today. Or I'm so grateful that I got to see Lindsay. Like, little things. It doesn't have to be like, I'm so grateful that I got promoted at my job. Like, I'm so grateful I have this cup of coffee. Like, I love my coffee. I'm so grateful for it, because if it was gone, I would miss it.
Yeah.
So it kind of just like returns you back to the little things, right?
So my next point that I want to bring up, which is like kind of in line with that, is for someone who practices gratitude all the time, you're journaling. Mm-hmm. I mean, from what it looks like, you know, you have all these amazing days on social media. What does a bad day look like for someone who tries to practice being their best self?
Yeah, I actually was just listening to Gabby Bernstein and Ed Milet, and they were having a podcast and it was super vulnerable. And they were talking about how it's really hard to be vulnerable when you are kind of looked at as that person that's supposed to be positive all the time or good all the time. So then when you show that vulnerable side, it can be really uncomfortable for yourself.
Yeah.
But everyone like really loves it, but it can be really uncomfortable, right? So I feel that a lot of times, because I definitely have my off days. I go to therapy. I work on so many things that I'm like it could be past trauma, it could be whatever happening.
Can you give an example? I know you just said it's uncomfortable for you, but like, can you tell me what like a bad day or what a trigger is for you, or what like something that you went through that still affects you today? Because I feel like, especially with my listeners, like that's how they are able to get out of whatever they're going through. Even if it's not the same story, they're able to be like, okay, I also went through something like that, not the same situation. And if she's able to do it, so can I. And I get so many of those messages.
Absolutely. I just recently went through sad girl Sammy stage. And that's literally what my therapist called it, because I could not get out of this like funk for probably 2 to 3 weeks. And I have all of these tools that I share that help me, but I was really resistant towards the tools because I almost felt like my little Sammy inside of me needed to feel these like not comfortable emotions. Because I am so positive like and happy, and I want everyone to be that way too, it's almost like I was pushing down these other emotions because I felt ashamed to feel them. So anger or sadness, I didn't want to go there. Or if I went there, I would go there for 10 minutes and I'd be like, I think I'm good. I think that was good. And JT has taught me so much to like dive deeper into them. So I dove so deep in them that I actually felt like I couldn't get out of them. And it was really, really tough.
What was making you sad or angry?
That was the crazy thing, is it didn't have a reason, which was also really difficult. I wanted to pinpoint something, but it could have been like in 7th grade when someone told me I had no boobs and I pushed that down. Like it could be a buildup of so many emotions. There was nothing coming to mind that it was like, Sam, this happened to you. It felt like it was old past stuff that I just fully pushed down and didn't let myself feel, because I wanted to just be happy, positive, everyone's good. So I just dramatically felt it. And again, I went to therapy twice a week. I had to let my team know like, hey, maybe I'm going through not the happiest time right now, which is really hard for me. Maybe I'm a little more quiet on social. And I want to say this. Someone actually told me this the other day and I loved it so much. I love to share actually being vulnerable, but sometimes it's really hard to share in the moment because it doesn't make sense. For me, when I was in it, I was like, this doesn't make sense. I'm just freaking in it. But someone was like, the process is just as beautiful as the end result that you're trying to share. So I do, especially through YouTube being long-term form video, I love to share like, yeah, I'm in the shit right now and I don't know why, but I'm working through it and I can't wait to share like what the end result is. So that's kind of what I've been figuring out. But on those days, like I didn't want to work out. I didn't do a journaling routine. I kind of just moped in it. And was just sad girl Sammy is what I called it.
And what were some tools that your therapist gave you to kind of just like bring yourself out of it?
So after I was in it for quite some time, he was like, do you feel like you're just like almost now identifying yourself like this is me? I almost was like kind of telling myself, I guess this is me now. Like that's how deep it was. I was like, I guess I'm not happy Sam anymore. I guess I got to be sad girl. And he was like, have you like tried the things that actually make you you? And I was like, no, I want nothing to do with them. Like, I was so pouty. And he's like, I want you to try it for 1 week. So for 1 week, I did it and like all my tools. So I did my journaling routine. I got fresh air. I grounded my feet. I worked out. I talked to the people I love. I sent love. All of that. And it was like, bam, I felt my body was like, I'm here. It was almost though like my little Sammy self, which I was talking to her even this morning. She's like so grateful that I did feel that and went through that. And I probably will again, but it's almost like, thank you for going through that. But also we need Sammy. So like, it's okay. Let's get out now. Like let's welcome her in, the sad girl Sammy, but let's also be happy girl Sammy.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that you were going through that.
Yeah.
It's so interesting though, because I feel like also a tool, this is not professional advice. This is just a tool that helps me. And I'm not saying it as like a cheesy, like I'm the end all be all. I know the, you know, answers to everything. But I found that like when I talk about what I'm feeling, even if it makes me uncomfortable, it's like helpful. And I have actually a perfect example with Mika, because, you know, we were going back and forth. We're like, why haven't we met yet? And like we've shared a lot with each other. We talk a lot. We get deep with each other. And she was like, we have to finally meet. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm nervous to meet you because I'm scared I'm not going to be as cool in person, or I have like really bad social anxiety. Like I always leave a social event like wondering like, did I say did I say too much? Did I say too little? Like, was I awkward? Like, I always overanalyze every social interaction and it's exhausting for me.
Yeah.
So I end up like turning down a lot of social plans. I mean, Jake, my assistant who's here now, like when he first started, I think I was getting dinner out every single night and now I don't ever go out. Mm-hmm. I stay home all the time and it's because I think I exhausted myself.
Yeah.
And when I told Mika how I was feeling, I was like, you know, I'm just never the friend that's always invited. I'm always like the side thought, or I just, these were all feelings that mm-hmm. I had, or, you know, I'm not in the group chat of this or whatever. And then I was like, I feel so silly saying all this because like, I'm a mom, like my whole world should just be my son. And then she was like, I feel those same feelings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you do? Like, you're mm-hmm. perfect. Like, and she was like, no, I'm not. Like, she's like, I have the worst social anxiety.
Yeah.
I also have a fear of feeling left out. Like, it's just when you talk about it mm-hmm. and you let your people know, they're more mindful of it. They can't read your mind. And so like, whether it's, you know, I'm clearly projecting what my anxieties are mm-hmm. as you're sitting here saying you just went through Sad Girl Sammy. But even with my mom friends, there's a whole new world of classes that like you have to get your child into because it's great for development, whether it's music class, sensory class, bounce class, ACEs, and all of them, by the way. I like say, I'm like, can you let me know what classes you guys sign up for? I don't want to feel left out. And just like letting them know that I'm scared of feeling left mm-hmm. out makes it top of mind for them to be like, let's make sure we include her.
I love that. I honestly, I really love that. I feel like even saying like, I don't know if you were at a party being like, I have social anxiety. I feel like with that would like release 10 pounds, just letting someone know
yeah.
and then having the conversation.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love that. I don't know if this will connect with you. I feel like with friends and with people and even, I don't know, everything, I feel like I've just two things that help me in my anxiety is to have zero expectations. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean letting people like walk over me, treat me like shit, whatever. It's just having zero expectations and how close I want them is based off of how I feel like in the relationship, but having no expectations for them. Like if they can't make it to things, I know they have better things to do and that's okay. Number two is not taking anything personal. Like those two things help me so much with my social anxiety, with things that I'm like, at the end of the day, when I'm talking to someone else at an event, they could also be going through 40 things in their head of like, fuck, did she like my hair? Did she what? And I'm just like, we're all in it together.
Yeah,
like,
we just really are.
You know?
Do you have any tips for productivity anxiety? Like on Sunday, actually Saturday and Sunday morning, I didn't make any plans. And Ace was sleeping, so I had to like wait till he woke up, or I didn't have any friends over, didn't whatever. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, I can't put the TV on. It's Saturday morning. I need to be doing like better things with my time. And then I'm like, but why can't I put the TV on? I want to watch TV right now. And then I was like, is it depressing that it's like 9 o'clock on a Saturday and I just want to stay in bed and watch TV? And I went through all these mm-hmm. thoughts in my head that I ended up getting such bad anxiety about being productive that I didn't watch TV.
I feel like that's actually one of the most common things people get anxiety about. Is like productivity.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking to someone who actually is diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder called GAD. So everything gives me anxiety.
Yeah, I feel like a good thing I do there is practice the, like, if someone else was telling me their issue, like if like listening to you right now, I'm like, Linz, sit down, yeah. Watch TV, watch one, like maybe give yourself a limit. Like, oh, I'd love to watch two episodes and then clean and do my laundry, whatever it is. But it's like, kind of when you're in that situation, picture you're like, get out of the jar. I always like to say, like, sometimes we're in the jar and we can't see the outside of the jar that says the tag of like, go watch TV, bitch. Like, you know, yeah. Like it's like very simple. But then when you walk outside or open the jar, you can see the outside. So kind of like having that moment of like, of course you should. You probably, your body's like, can I please just sit down and relax because I'm a mom. I own a business, so many things. And like giving yourself that, it like feels so good.
Yeah, I know. I really need to work on that. I'm just gonna get your journal and start journaling. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, so the journal launched yesterday.
Yeah, it launched yesterday.
And how's it doing?
It's doing great.
Yeah. I can't wait for the reviews to start rolling in. Have you had people like practice with it or like?
This is like only, I think, my second, or no, it's my third tangible product. I give so much props to people that like yourself that run a show where you have to deal with customer service, all these different things, because I've been in the digital space for so long. That now launching products is no joke. So if I'm answering your question properly, then I've had people try it, yes. But mostly it's been me trying it for the past 3 years. And just 8 months ago, we had like the idea to finally execute it. And from like it being a spiral to me knowing I like to like have full page to write, like all the details are in there is like what I am obsessed with in a journal.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
So for someone who like, you know, you have form, you have your journal now, what does like your days look like? Are you someone that's super rigid with your routine? You wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, or is every day different? Like what does that routine look like for you?
Sorry, I'm just having a place in my heart where like just thinking about you saying like being vulnerable. And I just like really hope people know that like everyone goes through shit. Like I could get emotional about it because I hope everyone knows that. But anyway, my routine is, yes, it's very strict. I mean, I have Shelby, who's my right-hand galley gal. She makes sure I'm just me every single day. But we set up my routine of, like, Mondays, all of my calls. Tuesday is creative, so then maybe I'll do my brand shoots. Wednesday is usually form shooting. Thursday's YouTube, like, Friday's appointments. So I have my days very structured so that, like, when I go into the day, I know what mindset I need to be in. Like, I don't like to be, oh, one moment I'm creative and the next I have a full, like, meeting with my team. Like, it definitely has to be dissected in that way. As far as wake-up time, I love my mornings. Mm-hmm. So I try to wake up at 5:30. It can be a struggle if I don't get 8 hours of sleep, though. Like, I am such a sleeper. So if I don't, I will push the morning, but I try my best.
What time do you go to bed?
I'm in bed by 8:39. Mm. Like, grandma life's me for too. Me. Like, same. I'm so obsessed with it. And then I try to be asleep by 10.
Oh, see, I'm in bed by 8:30 and asleep by 8:31.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
It's wild. It's this new journey I'm on, actually. I used to like be like 10, 10:30, 11 type of, you know, go to bed. It was great. My husband got to spend all his time with me. Then I had a baby and set started to take off, and I'm always tired. I am Post Malone. Like, that is me. I'm always tired. Like, I should have had that trademarked on my face because that is, I don't know. I could get that checked after pregnancy, but I don't think it's a thyroid issue.
I was going to say, do you feel tired all day or just like towards the end of the day it hits?
It comes in waves. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm exhausted because I'm actually growing a human in my stomach and I have a toddler at home. But, you know, last night my husband was going to the gym and it was 8 o'clock and he was like, you're so funny. I had just put Ace down at 7 and I got in bed to finish a movie that I started the night before that I fell asleep to on Netflix. And he was like, you're going to fall asleep. It's 7 o'clock. I was like, no, I'm in my day clothes. I haven't even done my bedtime routine. This is going to stop me from going to bed early. He was like, OK. He's like, I'm going to go to the gym. Just try to stay awake until I get home. And I was like, yeah, I got it. He left, immediately got out of bed, got my whole bedtime routine in, like brushed my teeth, washed my face, put my PJs on. And all of a sudden, I'm laughing because it was such a funny sight to see. I like fell asleep, obviously. And I felt like someone watching over me. So I opened my eyes and my husband's like standing there like this smiling. And he's like,
oh my God,
you fell asleep. He's like, I'm going to guess it was 8 o'clock when you went to bed. And I was like, oh my God. So he definitely like, whatever. It's just, I'm a grandma.
I love that though.
Yeah.
I feel like people think that's cooler now. Like I feel like you see on TikTok, like people's routines are like, 10 p.m. they're out and like that's really cool.
Yeah, I
you're cool.
And I wake up at 6.
Okay, cool.
Every morning.
Yeah,
because my monitor goes off and it's Ace going rawr in bed in his crib because he's obsessed with lions. So
oh my,
yeah,
so cute.
It's a whole new world when you become a mom, but it's the best of all.
I can't imagine.
Like my greatest gift.
I need a couple years.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I convince you?
No.
Well, you're young.
Yeah, I'm getting married next year, which will be great. But then I feel like maybe
year next year, after. 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
We don't know. We're slow right now. So we have like the months that we want. And now we're starting to look at venues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's like pedal to the metal a little bit. I'm like, who am I to rush you? Just kidding. Sorry, yeah, JT,
I'm a snail.
If you're listening.
Yeah. No, we're both snails.
Oh, it's both of you.
Yeah, we're pretty snail-like.
Did
yeah.
you know you were getting engaged when you got engaged?
I didn't.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen the video?
Yeah,
I literally thought I was full modeling having a photo shoot. The footage is ridiculous. And then he just popped the question and I couldn't believe it.
Like, you had no idea.
No idea. Literally, the brand was there. He did, like, he hit up my management team, told me my rate. Like, he went all the way.
Wow.
Yeah. I showed up. The brand guy was there. I was like, thank you for having me. We're so excited to shoot.
How'd you meet him?
Who?
JT.
Oh, Instagram.
No, really?
Yeah.
Who slid in whose DM?
Who do you think?
He slid in yours. Yes. You know what? You never know these days. One of my friends, Natalie. Do you know her? Natalie Joy. On Instagram.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've actually met and hit it off. She was an Insta friend. Yeah. I was scared to meet her. Really happy I did. She slid into Nick's DMs.
I love that.
So that's like,
I mean, I definitely have done that. Yeah. But JT, this time, he did it.
What was his pickup line?
I love this because I actually got baptized and he just said, that's really cool. So it wasn't like anything like, oh, dirty. I told him to go find it, but we can't find it.
So you had just gotten baptized and he was just like, that's cool.
He nearly did. He was like, that's really cool.
And you were like, thanks.
And I was like, yeah, thanks. And then obviously from there.
Okay. So you heard it here, folks, on Ready, Set, Spill. If you just, you know, that's really cool. Works as a pickup line. And how did you just like pick his in a sea of like incoming DMs?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
Mine
honestly.
Is like Russian roulette. Like, I'm like, I feel like picking on this one today.
Yeah, I think it was like that. You can kind of tell in the icon little image thing. And he had.
Oh, so he was hot from a small circle.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. It was
wow.
one of his like hot, rugged, like hockey ones where he was looking
cool.
like dirty.
All
the
hockey
camera.
Boys are hot. Does he have all his teeth?
No.
Oh.
Full goner in the front.
They're gone.
Just one of them.
Just one.
Yeah.
I never noticed.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we went on our, like, after we got engaged, we went to Hawaii, and we went to swim with turtles, and he lost the tooth with the turtles, and we had no tooth in all of our photos after Hawaii.
You're kidding.
I was like, this is amazing.
So what do hockey players do when they lose all their teeth?
They usually get an implant or a flipper. He has a flipper.
What's a flipper?
It's like where you can take it out, take it in and out. Yeah.
Okay.
He needs to, like, actually get the implant now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm going to bring it back to form. What's next?
Form, what's next? I feel like, honestly, we have a lot of exciting, obviously we just launched the journal, so the challenge is coming up.
Okay.
We just have a lot of really cool things on form that's going to bring people to actually succeed in their goals, which I'm excited about, like the challenge, like mindset tips, like workshops. We have just like exciting things that will be on the app to just continue that one-stop shop.
So it's an app?
It's an app.
And how does it work? Like, are you paying a monthly fee? Like, what's
the structure?
Yeah,
it's a subscription.
Structure?
We'd love to give your followers also a membership, so we can
do
that at the end.
You know, you heard it here.
You heard it here. But it's a membership, so it's a subscription, so you can pay monthly or annually. But
oh,
the
wow.
shop, anyone can go into the shop and get like all the different goodies we have in there.
Hi, Ready, Set, Spillers. Lindsay here, popping in to share generous discount code Sammy wanted to share with you all. We love Sammy. For 100% off a 3-month subscription to her health and wellness platform, use the code FORMCOMMUNITY at checkout on their site, joinform.co. Again, use code FORMCOMMUNITY for a free 3-month subscription to join the Form fam. Now let's get back to the show.
Hi, I'm Allie Colbert. I'm bisexual, so I'm attracted to both women and food. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I host The Allie Colbert Show, where we talk all things dating, sexuality, pop culture, television advice, everything queer. We are the anti-basic podcast. We do amazing interviews with my friends who are hilarious stand-up comedians and have on interesting authors, writers, and actors. So if you want to laugh, listen to steamy stories, or learn some new dating tricks, this is for you. Listen in wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, or wherever else.
Yeah, because you just launched merch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that you like were ready to launch a sweatshirt and then something happened with production. Or am I making that up?
No, you're not making that up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I bravo to you guys because that was our first product and it's been crazy. But we're actually going to give that one just to TikTok peeps because everyone wanted the old one that I didn't like. But everyone loves it.
Okay.
So we have some we're going to give it just to the TikTok people.
The TikTok peeps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But cool. There's merch in there. I mean, the merch is kind of gone, but there's more stuff coming. There's hats. There's the journal. But yeah. And then honestly, with Form, like now that people are doing in-person things, like that's definitely a goal to just meet everyone all over and bring. We're really focused on community groups right now, too, like bringing these like-minded girls together or guys.
Yeah.
Right now we have community leads, which has been really cool. We just started that. So I can see the girls are already connecting in each city that they're at, which is super exciting. Like, girls just want to meet other people that are going to motivate them, hold them accountable, relate, be vulnerable with. And it's really cool to watch that they're already doing that in our community.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So fun. Yeah. And what's the challenge like? Is it different every time?
It's different every time, but they all live on form. So if you want to do, for instance, the January challenge, that was 2 weeks long and it was a full meal plan plus full workouts every single day.
Okay.
And then for the last challenge we just had was only 7 days, and that was 7 days of meditations, 7 days of workouts, 7 days of mindful eating.
Whoa.
So that was that. And then this last one coming up, I haven't really talked about it too much, but it's the July challenge. So it's like a fun summer one, but it will be 7 days of workouts and then 7 days of the journaling routine.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
Yeah. You got to jump in.
Yeah. I mean, if I can,
you have a child. Yeah. Well, maybe later after you have the baby.
I know my chiropractor, who also I guess trains, was like telling Jake, like, I want to find time in her schedule. I want to do this, like, you know, strength training exercise mm-hmm. with her. And Jake looked at him like, good luck finding time on her calendar. Like, I don't really know when
squeeze
you're
it in
do
her
that.
Sleep time and her dreams.
Listen, when I interviewed with Kris Jenner to be her executive assistant, one of the questions, like, we were just chatting at the end, by the way, so much respect for her. I don't care what anyone says. She's like the coolest person ever. And I feel like I can say that because I actually got to meet her mm-hmm. and like she didn't just treat me as like some interview person walking mm-hmm. in. She was just like so respectful and nice and like didn't seem like a celebrity. I was in her home and I was like, what time do you, how do you make it? Like, how does it all work? How do you do everything? And she's like, well, I am up at 4 a.m. every day.
4 a.m.
Yes. I don't know if she still does that, but she wakes up. I'm almost positive she still does it, but she's up at 4. But all of them are like that now.
Wow.
I mean, Kim's up at like 5 getting her workout in. Mm-hmm. So is Chloe. I wish I could be that girl.
Mm-hmm.
But my mornings to me of like sipping my coffee in bed, like, you cannot take that away from me.
Yeah.
Mornings are off the table. I will lose every part of who I am if I get my mornings off the table.
That's good to know. Then I feel like maybe could you ever do like an afternoon workout?
It's hard because yeah. I'm a member of I'm going to try to fit it in when after I have this baby. But yeah. Equinox like changed their hours during COVID and like seemed to like not change them back. So they're closed at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So
you need something that holds you more accountable, though, instead of you having to show up to Equinox.
Yeah.
To help you, just because I feel like it's easy to be like, of course, you have a trillion things to do.
Yeah. The problem is, like, I don't know. I'll figure out what that solution is. Stay tuned, you guys. I'll figure something out. Whether it might be form, just doing your 30-minute workouts. Maybe that is what I do.
Yeah, give it a go. There's modifications throughout the entire thing. In quarantine, my mom was doing the workouts right next to me. And no one knew that on every live that I was doing 5 times
a
week.
I love that.
She was right next to me because I literally moved back home. And she like barely worked out and I modified so many things. So it really is like I try to make it for everyone and at home and convenient. And actually, you're going to be able to do it.
I can't wait. I'm going to look into it after this. What's one piece of advice you'd like to leave with our listeners?
One piece of advice. Maybe what I already said, kind of don't take things personal.
Yeah, I love that. It's a good reminder.
Mm-hmm. It helps me a lot to just like let go of the shit that I'm thinking about of like, what did they think of me or what did that text mean? It's like, don't take it personal. They probably are also having a day. Like, you know, it just like relieves a lot of, ugh.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if people want to find you or continue the conversation or see what you're doing, where can they find you between all different platforms, names, the whole nine yards?
Yeah, it's Sammy Clark across TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And then for form, we have Join Form on Instagram. And then you can check out the app in any app store, Form by Sammy Clark, and joinform.co for our website.
Yay. Well, I'm so happy you came. I feel like I could talk to you for hours. I love you so much. Oh,
thank you for having me. Love you.
Thanks for coming on. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on your podcast listening platform. Share your favorite moments with me on social media and tune in next week. Again, I'm your host, Lindsay Carter, and this is Ready, Set, Spill.